life can be unfair, and we have seen that in the life of David. Think of the time good people seem to lose out in everyday life, and also in the Bible. Many of the prophets were killed, culminating in the death of John the Baptist. Naboth lost to a wicked king, and innocent Uriah in the story here lost to a good man behaving badly. Uriah walked about carrying his own death warrant with him. If only he had had the fault of curiosity to read what was in it, he could have lived longer. In real life, the bad guy sometimes wins. Could it be that Uriah had heard the gossip and so acted in the way he did, with no further desire to live, knowing that his wife had committed adultery with the king? The psalmist said, "Why do the wicked prosper?" Success and prosperity are no proof of God's blessing. Though not an Israelite by birth, Uriah was a worshipper of the Lord. He also behaved as one too. Now, evil is often a random thing. As the accident at Siloam when the tower fell exampled, we look sometimes for a cause for evil. We say, "Who has sinned, this man or his parents?" Jesus did not usually point to a cause, but more to a purpose, because God will work all things out for good, as Romans 8:28 tells us. Now, the alehouse philosophy says, "Why should it have happened to Uriah? He was a good man." But then the sun shines on the righteous and the unrighteous. Many of life's anomalies can be overcome by faith and prayer. The psalmist said, "This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him." God will only allow evil so much rope, and then he steps in, as with Israel when they were in Egypt. In Luke chapter 18, it says, "Will not the Lord avenge those who call unto him day and night?" There is a point at which God will step in. Thirdly, and most importantly, it will finally be put right. We have to give an account of ourselves before God. Worldly philosophy does not take this into account, but God will put all things right. Often people fear the judgment, but only those that have been acting corruptly need to fear it. God is going to put all things right. The true measure of a man or woman, it wasn't Uriah's poor fighting that got him killed, it was his righteousness. David was not king because he was a good man. Therefore, fame and success of individuals are always to be questioned. It is not to be taken for granted that the person is good. During the latter part of the 20th century, Robert Maxwell built a newspaper empire in Britain. He was the toast of prime ministers, and yet he took a whole fortune from his workers' pension fund. They ended up with nothing. Others, too, are to be remembered, causing heartache and poverty to millions. Uriah didn't fail as a husband, that his wife was unfaithful to him. It was that he did which was right. And don't start looking to be a failure, though, because many righteous people have done well. There is the correction of sin one day. Psalm 32 says, speaking of his feelings, when I kept silent about my sins, my bones began to weaken because of my groaning all the day long. It was a while afterwards that Nathan challenged David. And when he had spoken to him about the pet lamb, Nathan could say to him afterwards, "You are the man." David had pronounced a death sentence on himself. You see, there are consequences to sin. In 2 Samuel chapter 12, where this story is, David missed an extra blessing. It says in verse 8, and it says he would have family troubles in verse 11, and that the child of his adultery would die, it says in verse 14. Howard Carter told that when he was an art student, he took home a clay sculpture against advice. His cycle wheel caught in the tram rails, he fell, and so did the sculpture. It was smashed in pieces. Later, he glued it together, and in spite of all the cracks, it still won first prize. We might bear the marks of the fall in our lives, but we can still win through. David was having to face the consequences of his fall, but he had been forgiven. Amen. The Lord bless you.